underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today we are going to talk about how to find your gift and ministry. This is for the ones who are, as I used to be, anxious to find my gift and ministry in God. I remember some 20 years ago when I came and asked God to show me which way to go in regards to my gift and ministry. He told me, choose a path and I will bless you. I didn't quite understand that. I didn't quite understand what he meant, because I just wanted him to tell me what my ministry was and what my gift was, so I can just go and do that. Well, that's not how God works. Because if he tells you what it is, it will go against the principle of free will. And sooner or later, you're going to rub it off God's face by telling him, oh yeah, I didn't even get to choose that ministry. You chose it for me. So to avoid all that, he would rather tell you to choose a path, so together you will figure it out and go to your own ministry and gift of your own free will, as written in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. So when you choose a path and you continue on to acknowledge him, he will direct you to your gift and ministry. This will give you the freedom and understanding to walk in your own gift and ministry. This will also give you the satisfaction to exercise your free will and to choose your gift and ministry for yourself. Look at it like this. Let's say preaching is your gift and ministry. Even though God already knows it, he will still tell you, pick a path, and he will bless it. So, let's say you love to draw. Well, he will tell you, take that path and keep drawing. Then as you keep on drawing and keep on acknowledging him, your style and technique will stand out in a way to relate a message that is God guiding you softly to preach. And once you start noticing how relating messages in your drawings connects with your soul, that good feeling you get, and you see how it affects other souls too, you're going to want more of that. You're going to start drawing more pictures to relate messages. You're going to start preaching. And there you will have chosen preaching, that gift, through drawing. You see how smooth God works, how gently he guides you on your own free will to pick the gift that he has for you? Because you will see the sense in the gift that he had already predestined for you. And once you see the sense in it and understand it, you're going to willingly, with your free will, walk into that gift and that ministry. So there's no need to be anxious on what your gift is or what your ministry is. Just focus on Jesus Christ and choose a path. Whether it's a random job or a business or an artistic endeavor, just keep on acknowledging God along the way. He will eventually guide you into your gift and ministry, and that path will lead you straight into the throne room. Like they say in heaven, every path leads to the throne room. So rest assured that as long as you keep your eyes on the way, Jesus Christ, every path that you will take will lead you to your gift and your ministry and onto the throne room to see God. Amen?
Amen.
Underground preacher to the underground church. And I am out.